There's a backlog of more than 10,000 felony cases in Wisconsin, according to the state Supreme Court's Chief Justice. It's Thursday, November 14th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, new proposals on how to manage the sandhill crane population in the state are being drafted. One of the ideas is a hunt. And we'll hear about one program which is helping teens address mental health challenges, and it's one of the few with proven results to reduce suicide. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Life is cheering you on.
Who wants to see some ski jumping?
The way I throw my ball, it was so slow that the pin boy just about fell asleep before it hit.
I got icicles on my eyebrows right now. That's why I love broomball.
I can teach him how to be a hockey player, and he can teach me how to play curling.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
Courts in Wisconsin have a backlog of around 12,000 felony cases. That's according to Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler. Rich Kramer reports that she says the state has been leaning more on temporary reserve judges in hopes of clearing that backlog.
During her State of the Judiciary address to the Wisconsin Judicial Conference, Ziegler delivered a mix of good news and ongoing challenges facing state and circuit courts. She said a backlog of misdemeanor cases has declined by around 1,300 since last year, but she said it's a different story for felony cases backed up since the COVID-19 pandemic.
Some of our counties have actually increased their backlog. Our felony backlog currently stands at about 12,000 cases, which is a slight increase from where we were this time last year.
Ziegler said the Wisconsin court system has increasingly relied on temporary reserve judges this year to help address the backlog. She said the number of days served by reserve judges is up 183% from 2015. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The director of the Marquette University Law School poll says there are some challenges when it comes to surveying voters during an election year with Trump on the ballot. Charles Franklin said yesterday that an important part of Trump's support comes from low propensity voters.
Don't like either political party, though they may like Donald Trump or do like Donald Trump. They certainly don't trust the media or, God forbid, pollsters.
He said these voters still pose a challenge for pollsters trying to gauge Trump's support.
These are exactly the kind of people we want to make sure we're reaching, but they're the absolute hardest category of people to get to do a survey.
Throughout the election season, the Marquette poll had consistently shown Democratic candidate Kamala Harris with a slight edge in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's Department of Health Services is urging people to get their COVID-19, flu, and RSV shots before the holidays. The agency says about 22% of Wisconsinites have gotten their flu shots so far. State epidemiologist Tom Hopp says that's up slightly from last year.
I'm just very happy that we are seeing an increase after 4 or 5 years of decline. And again, I hope that that trend does continue.
Hopp says if people get vaccinated now, they'll be more protected against respiratory illnesses going into holiday gatherings. He says in the past, Wisconsin has seen an uptick in hospitalizations related to these viruses going into December. People can schedule vaccination appointments with their doctor, pharmacy, or local clinic. A package of bills to manage Wisconsin's growing sandhill crane population includes a proposal to hunt the birds. As Danielle Kading reports, a legislative study committee debated the draft legislation yesterday.
Sandhill cranes were nearly hunted to extinction in the late 1800s, but they've rebounded to more than 110,000 birds in the eastern population, which includes Wisconsin. As their numbers grow, the birds have caused crop damage, totaling nearly $2 million last year. Even so, Ann Lacey with the International Crane Foundation says the committee should hold off on a bill authorizing a hunt.
We can't, shouldn't. Agree on specifics to a hunting bill until a new management plan is created.
That plan hasn't been updated in more than a decade. The committee's GOP chair, Representative Paul Tittle, says federal wildlife regulators will have the final say on any hunt. The committee will vote on the bills, including aid for farmers, next month. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, one program is helping Wisconsin teenagers learn how to manage their mental health with a proven record to reduce suicides. WPR's Corinne Hess visited a school in suburban Milwaukee to see how it works. Stay with us.
Larry is news you can use.
Thank you, Larry. It's great to be on your show again as we move inexorably towards spring.
Wondering how hot this summer is going to be?
You know, everything has been a month early this year.
Well, I think we got warm in February.
We did. This year was just, this year was weird across the board, as we all know.
The Larry Miller Show, weekday mornings at 11 on WPR News.
And finally, a peer-led program is helping Wisconsin teenagers address mental health challenges. Sources of Strength was created more than two decades ago and is used in schools across the state. It's one of the few programs with proven results to reduce suicide. Corinne Hess has more on how the program works at one suburban Milwaukee high school.
About 75 students are filing into the gym at Greendale High School. Most of them know each other, but there's still a nervous buzz in the air reminiscent of the first day of school. The teens are training to become peer leaders for Sources of Strength, a peer-led suicide prevention program. Once they're seated in folding chairs, social studies teacher Sarah Walczak jumps into the middle of the circle with an icebreaker and an odd request. If you didn't hear her, Walczak just directed the teens to throw one of their shoes into the middle of the circle. The student's job is to find the shoe of a classmate and bring it to them. Walczak says it helps the students to start to form connections.
Like, every game has a message about being vulnerable, but also working through that vulnerability and connecting with the people around you.
Sources of Strength uses trained peer leaders to model behaviors for the rest of the students. That includes identifying trusted adults and using healthy coping methods. Some of the strengths the program identifies includes family support, positive friends, and healthy activities. The program is designed to reach young people before they're in crisis, and it helps teens focus on the good things happening in their lives. In Greendale, one of the students throwing her shoes in the gymnasium is senior Eva Marquez. Eva is a peer leader, but at one time, she needed Sources of Strength to help her get through the ups and downs of high school.
I have a lot of past trauma in my life, and it has personally really helped me because a lot of the people in this group have already helped me in my own mental health struggles. So that's why I always love to keep coming back and keep supporting other people who have been through my same struggle.
Science teacher Zach Geiger helps advise the program at the suburban Milwaukee school. He says peer connections can't take the place of counseling or other mental health services, but they can help make sure teens who are struggling know how to reach out.
Their campaigns are trying to broadcast healthy ways to deal with big emotions or difficult times, and then connect their peers, who are school counselors, or connectors to our school psychologists.
Youth mental health is a chronic problem facing schools and families, and it has worsened since the pandemic. Nearly 60% of Wisconsin high school students have experienced at least one mental health challenge over the past year. That's according to the most recent Youth Risk Behavior Survey. For girls and LGBTQ+ students, the odds of experiencing anxiety and depression are even higher. Advocates of Sources of Strength say it's proven to be one of the few suicide prevention programs that works for teens. A three-year study published in the American Journal of Public Health found consistent evidence of positive effects from peer leaders on the rest of the students. State Superintendent Jill Underley is asking the legislature to spend $300 million on youth mental health in the next state budget cycle. At an event in Madison, she says the money will be used to expand programs like Sources of Strength.
They're rooted really in anti-bullying and making sure that every child and every school has that network. I mean, when you think about isolation and you think about depression, it's really... we have to make sure every kid is connected.
In Greendale, school leaders say the goal is to have 10% of students involved in Sources of Strength. An administrator says it's important that it represents the kids sitting at every lunch table. The school's almost there. With 75 students signed up as peer leaders this year, they've got 8% of the student body working to be positive role models. Corinne Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Our thanks to WPR's Corinne Hess for bringing us that story. And I do mention every single time we have a story that mentions suicide, if you or someone you know is in crisis, there is help available. The National Lifeline is available to be called or texted at 988. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We're back in your podcast feed tomorrow for the Friday edition of Wisconsin Today Morning News. Until then, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.